Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hi, everyone. Welcome to another episode of the Oversharers podcast brought to you by Kali and
Hava.
We are feeling wonderful today, aren't we, Hava? We feel great.
We feel so
revitalized. Good. Revitalized. Energy levels are up here. So, Hava, how's your week been?
Well, I've realized I'm a very nervous ticker. Is that a thing? Yeah.
As in, like, you have nervous tics?
Yeah, I get really anxious. Like, I've got tells when I'm lying, or like when I'm really anxious, you can tell by
you
the way I'm
shifting.
Or like I touch myself quite a lot. That sounds really awkward.
You touch yourself?
But you know what I mean. Like, I fiddle with my clothes and stuff.
Can you, like, why did you have to say fiddle straight
There's
up?
A lot of innuendos here, but I feel like they're coming from your side, not me, darling.
Yeah, so good week?
Yeah, I don't remember it. So, I mean, to me, if I don't remember a week, it seems like it went by quite fast. It was okay. I feel like, you know what, guys? We're not going to come on this podcast and talk about our tiredness. That's not what I'm going to do.
No.
We feel good.
We feel great today.
We will have a great week.
Inshallah.
And inshallah, Allah will provide us with a good week. Anyway.
Yeah,
what else have you been up to? You know, when we don't have anything, so yeah.
Yeah. There's not really much to report, to be honest. I've been quite productive.
I'm really triggered that Zed Library got taken
down. Oh my God.
If you guys know what Zed Library is, it was the go-to place to download ebooks.
It was pirate books, not pirate. You know, pirate films. It's pirate books.
It was pirate books, and it was it's the best. I'm so upset with myself that I only discovered Zed Library the beginning of last year.
I would have
downloaded so many books.
If they touch HD today, I'm gonna be fuming. No, I can't. I'm sorry. Please redact. But if that happens, that's my life over.
Because you know what it is? We've got to gatekeep things now, because TikTok, apparently BookTok, ruined it.
It's the bureaucracy that's
It's the Colleen Hoover people.
They're cracking down on us, the establishment.
They are. They don't want us to have free books, and it's really triggering.
Closing down Zed Library is like...
What's the word?
An affront to knowledge. It's like you're holding on to it.
But I get you, yeah, they are. It's for capitalism, so authors can make money, but...
But also, it's...
There's other ways to make money.
They don't want minorities...
To access. And it wasn't just books. It was like textbooks. It was like university articles. It was so much.
Guys, like, I'm sorry.
It was the holy grail if you're in university... Or you wanted to not buy a physical book.
Or you didn't have enough money to afford JSTOR.
Oh my God.
The monthly subscription. Not that I would ever get that.
No. But I got most of my
But how crazy that there's subscriptions. It's really true. Really pisses me off that there's a monopoly on knowledge.
We only had access
to those websites for like max 3 years.
Yeah, and then they
4 years
away.
For some, 5 for others. And then that's it. No more knowledge.
Yeah, it's gone.
You've got to buy it. But I can't afford knowledge.
I can't. And I don't have the space to store all the books.
No, and I don't like having hard copies anymore.
No, I can't. That's the other thing I was going to say. It takes me so long to read an actual hard copy book than on my phone or
You
thingy.
Could download Zed Library on your Kindle.
I know. I can't
that
wait to get
so
a Kindle.
Sad.
I'm actually going to get a Kindle. Hold me to that, guys.
We've got to, but there's other websites now. We're not revealing it.
We're not revealing it. I actually had to... Today, I wanted this one book. And you know when you get triggered when you can't have something that you want? I literally went on a deep dive and I found this really good website. If you want it, DM me. But do not put it on TikTok.
Do not speak about it with anyone.
But yeah, no, honestly, you know what? I actually love reading. I never used to like reading before. Like, I was never... I used to be those people that if someone said I read 4 books in a year, I'd look at them like, shut the fuck up.
How is that even possible?
You've read from a thousand words.
The types of books that we read, it's like really Moorish, isn't it?
Yeah.
You start and you can't stop.
Yeah.
It's like nuts.
Exactly.
Isn't it?
I think the story, I don't know, but what it is for me is, I feel like now that I enjoy reading, I understand, I forgot my whole point now. I was going to say this really good point I forgot.
Now that you enjoy reading, do you feel like your cerebral cortex has expanded?
Not at all, because I read bullshit. I don't read knowledgeable stuff.
No, but you know what I like about this type of stories that we read is you start creating these stories in your mind. Mm-hmm. You start imagining, you imagine it in your head, and then when you see the show, you're like, wow, this is kind of how I imagined it.
But what I was going to say is, BookTok really put me on, and I always love talking. I always want to advertise the books I read to other people, but I would never ever go on BookTok. I feel like it's
a bit childish.
It's a bit too much for me.
It's a little bit childish.
I feel like I'm too grown.
But
I like it. I like when people recommend me stuff. But yeah, it's just, I feel like you lot.
Like the caliber of books that are being recommended, I'm not going to lie. It's very Wattpad. But it's
back
nice.
To being like a teenager.
I enjoy it.
It's a palate cleanser.
Exactly.
When you're having a hard life, why not? Read a little cute book, why not? But the point is, if you want to get into read again, just do it. Honestly,
yeah,
enjoy
I think
yourself.
BookTok is a great place to start if you want to get into it.
And there's so many girls that look like us that are really into BookTok. And they're just sick. The way they describe books is sick. Have you ever watched the video on TikTok?
Yeah. I know exactly who you're talking about.
And they just read you a few lines or they just reenact the scenario or the synopsis and you're like, I'm getting it. I'm getting it now.
You need to read this book now.
Right now. And then I used to just quickly go on Zed Library and download it, even though they've taken it away now. But yeah.
No more Zed Library.
No more Zed Library. But yeah, that's... I've got not much to report, really.
So, guys, the name of this scenario is my ex, who left me on our wedding day almost 8 years ago, wants to meet up with me for closure.
Oh, God.
Give me a break. He left me on our wedding day and I have no idea why. In the immediate aftermath, his family told me they didn't know his reason. I haven't seen or talked to him since the morning of our wedding when we went our separate ways to get ready. I haven't seen or talked to any of his family or friends since 3 days afterwards.
What did they do? Just leave her on the altar?
He is such a coward. He sent one of his brothers to come to the hospital I work at to make the request. Probably because they don't know where I live or how to reach me otherwise. His brother never did anything to me, but I told him I want nothing to do with my ex. And if him or anyone else contacts me, I'll get a lawyer involved. I also told him that ER isn't the place to visit me. I'm working and not here to socialise. He destroyed me years ago and I have no desire to have anything to do with him. I can't believe the nerve after all this time.
Wow.
What a animal. So he just randomly wants to meet up with her. This is a throwaway account. She was active 22 hours ago.
Oh, she didn't give us an update, guys.
No, there's no update. He just wants to meet up with her. So, what have we got here? Let me just recap. Left her on the wedding day. No idea why. The family told her they didn't know the reason. She hasn't seen or spoken to him since the morning of the wedding when they parted ways to go and get ready.
How many years has it been?
8 years. That's so creepy. Why does he want to meet up with her?
8 years, he left her on altar and he suddenly wants to meet up with her.
And he didn't even tell her to her face. He sent his brother to come to the hospital where she works to make the request.
Why am I thinking that, he's a part of a drug ring and they threatened to kill her, so he cancelled the wedding?
Yeah.
And now he's been freed.
Her life was in danger. So yeah. His life was in danger. So he was like, right, got to
let
drop.
Me save her. But yeah. Then why would he not just drop a text saying, I love you, but I can't do this?
Yeah. He's just disappeared. He's disappeared.
I'm trying to create scenarios for this man to at least have a reason, but I just can't comprehend why he would do that. And also, it's been 8 years. Let the girl live. Just go away.
He's probably balding.
Do you think?
He's aging and he wants to settle down. Oh my god.
Imagine.
Is this a full circle moment for him?
He's thinking, that's it. I've met, she's the only one for me.
She was the love of my life.
He's had everything now.
He's had 8 years to let off steam.
And he thought, let me come back now.
And he thought he'd meet something better. He'd find something better. But he hasn't. He's still whipped on the old girl.
8 years later, and he thought, let me just swing her along. But then why wouldn't he be a man about it and just come to her head on? That would be a bit more like an oomphed than sending your brother.
Yeah, so he sent one of his brothers to come to the hospital where she works to say he wants to meet up with
you. Oh, God.
No, that is just such...
He doesn't have a backbone, pansy. I'm sorry. If I was him, all the romantic books I've ever read, if the protagonist was going to come back full force, come back into my girl's life and win her heart again, I would storm into that ER. I just think that's a nuisance. 8 years. Not even a year. 8 years.
So it's been 8 years. He hasn't told her the reason why he left her at the wedding. And 8 years later, he sent the brother to go to the hospital where she works to say he wants to meet up with you.
Why are men like this? Can a man please explain this to me? What is the reasoning behind this?
He got cold feet. But usually when people get cold feet, they're able to face the person and explain to them why they can no longer go through with something.
I wonder what cold feet feels like.
It's probably nerves, anxiety.
The concept of...
I'm going to spend the rest of my life with this person. Why does that scare people?
I don't know. But you know what I would think? Like, I remember when I was getting married, that wasn't even in my head. I was just thinking about my makeup.
Are you serious?
Like, the concept of, like, I'm going to be with this person forever wasn't in my head.
I think about things like... Is that a bad thing? What are they like in their house? What do they do?
I mean, those are things that you... yeah.
But those things...
But on your wedding day...
What are they going to think of, like, my disgusting habits?
But on your wedding day, do you think that's what you're going to be thinking about? I was... The only time that I really reacted was when I got a phone call
that
said that I've got married now. That's the only time that I was like, oh my God, I'm actually married. What the
hell?
So
you were pretty excited?
Yeah, I was just really happy.
Wow, that's quite interesting.
But I never had like
Did you not have periods like before the day where you were like, is this really for me? How does success look like in this relationship? Is it going to work out? No. Am I going to get divorced in 4 years? No. Is he going to leave me for someone better looking?
No.
You don't think about stuff like that.
I mean, I think about it, but I wasn't... I'm talking about on the day. I wasn't thinking about that on the day.
No, on the day, I don't think I've...
But I just normally wedding blues happen like 2 days on the day.
A month before.
A month? I think I thought about that stuff when I... Like a week after I got married.
Yeah.
And like this person's in front of me and I'm like, what the hell? What am I supposed to do with myself now? But the one thing I vividly remember is getting a text from my husband, like it was just something cheeky and I started laughing. Then my mum called me and she was like, oh my God, you're married now. And then I cried a little bit, which was awkward. And my hairdresser was like, oh my God, this is so sweet. But
well,
for me,
that's
I know.
A positive experience.
But I feel like that was more because I was really young.
Yeah.
And I don't think... I grasped the full idea of like what eternity with someone would be.
Yeah.
Which I think is okay for
but
me now.
I think this is why in Islam it's encouraged for you to get married early because you're able to bypass. Because you know when you're a grown person.
You start thinking. Like if this was me now getting married.
And you know
married,
sometimes logical thinking is a bit of a hindrance to your life. Because not only are you just imagining like the scenario that you're currently in, but you're also imagining
what could happen.
50,000 scenario simulations going on in your mind of different scenarios that could potentially.
But you know what the issue for that is? Like if I I got married at 23, and if I experienced, I never saw marriages of people young near me. I was like one of the first to get married in our group. First of all, I never knew like couples who were married. I didn't understand
the sanctity.
No, I understood the sanctity, but I didn't understand. Like, I didn't hear about marriage drama.
Yeah. Oh,
so, do you know
so
what I mean? So it's
concept.
Like this whole new concept of you and your partner just starting a life together. Whereas, like, now I've seen people divorce. I've seen people break up.
I've had arguments.
Do you know what I mean? Like, there's more experience under my belt. So I would have those reservations.
So you didn't have anything
now
to compare it to.
Exactly. And I didn't have anything to be like, this is a blueprint of what a good marriage looks like.
Yeah.
This is what you need to, like...
what does success look like in a marriage?
Exactly. I didn't have that.
What
so it's like, I was just...
like in a marriage?
I was literally going into the abyss, blind.
This is the hikmah.
Do you know what I mean?
This is the hikmah.
And I'm so dumb. I was just thinking about my makeup on the day and not worrying about the shit that could happen in 10 years' time. But if this was me now getting married...
Yeah,
I would definitely have like a billion things going through my head.
Yeah. The thing is, it's like you don't, when you're 23, you don't really have much foresight, do you?
No, you're a baby. No,
you're like,
in my
oh my God,
eyes.
I'm getting married.
Do you know
yeah,
what I mean? Like,
let's
yeah,
do this,
let's
babe.
Do this.
Me and you ride or die. Mm. Into the
Bonnie
sunset.
And Clyde, let's do this, babe. But like, yeah, no. But reality slaps you in the face.
So that's probably how this guy was feeling. Yeah. So he was probably going through the motions. But the thing is, though, what's really important is, okay, I would say he should have had a chat with her beforehand. If he was experiencing anything that was... Because a lot of the thoughts are fleeting, I find. Like, yeah. A lot of the thoughts, like, in relationships and stuff, like, a lot of the whispers is pretty much fleeting. It comes, it goes, whatever. But if it was, like, something that was going to cause him to change his mind, to... lock off the whole thing, I think he should have had a discussion with her and just explained, like, this is how I'm feeling, because she could have easily resonated, she could have understood, she could have made him feel better.
I just feel like when you're marrying someone, they should
share the burden.
Yeah, but also I think that you wouldn't treat your friends that way.
Exactly. You'll just
you
go
would
and
never,
speak to
yeah,
them.
You would never just ditch your friend and never come back again. Like, you would just go and speak to them, or like send them a message or talk to them on the phone. Like, yeah. Why wouldn't you have the same courtesy for the person that you actually love?
Exactly.
Does that make sense? So for me, it just
like
seems
romantically
like...
romantically love. Because yeah. That trumps friendship love. In
but
a
even
sense.
If... Well, sometimes
maybe it doesn't trump
might,
it, but it's yeah, a different sort
it's a different
of, it's
sort
stronger.
Of love. But like, I definitely think even if he didn't love her romantically, if he had love for her, you would never treat someone like that.
So maybe he just didn't love her anymore. Imagine leaving someone at the altar. This is like,
but that's
the
a decision
last
you
stage.
Would have been made ages ago. Let's be real.
I know. There's no way he decided right when he went to put his suit on, looked in the mirror, that right, I can't do this anymore.
But you know, that's pressure, crazy. Pressure from family, pressure from friends, pressure from the society.
Society.
The idea that, you know, you found someone, you've proposed to them, you're about to get married, mm. And you suddenly backing out, that's a lot of pressure that he probably couldn't handle at that time.
But also it's a lot of pressure to actually do the backing out more than actually
going through with it.
So he must have felt some like overwhelming sense of anxiety for him to say, I can't do this anymore. Because not only is he dealing with the backlash from the wife, he's run away, he doesn't even have to deal with that, but there's like the family aspect and all that. He just ran away.
Yeah.
He didn't even bad. But I think maybe that's why he didn't confront her about it, because he was like, oh, I don't want to deal with all of that.
But would you come back 8 years later?
I would probably come back, not 8 years later, I'd probably come back like maybe
a week or a month later.
I'd just apologise. Yeah. Or I'd write a letter. Or I'll do something, an email, just explaining what happened.
I couldn't live with that guilt for 8 years.
No, making someone feel that way, breaking their heart. And the thing is, like, what men don't understand after they make rash decisions like this is how it affects the other person. How does he know that this woman didn't go through like 4 years of just hating herself, or like having, God forbid, like thoughts of all sorts of things? I don't want to say them because
it's
I don't
triggering.
Want to, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But how does he doesn't know what her life has been like post that situation. So for him to come back 8 years later thinking everything is fine, yeah, I'm just going to reach out to her and meet up with her.
I don't know. I just feel like people need to take accountability. And I feel like you should treat people the same way that you would want to be treated. Now, if I was in that situation, I don't know what I would do. But I know for a fact, I don't think I'd leave it for 8 years. But I would definitely be a person to leave someone at the altar. Like,
no, he's a mug.
It's
how
actually horrible what he did.
How dare he come back after 8 years?
That's just so horrible. Yeah.
He doesn't know her life. He doesn't know this woman
how
anymore.
Does he know that she hasn't moved on and she's got she's married with children now? Like,
exactly.
And he's come to disrupt that whole thing.
How
I mean, closure, on the other hand, would be good for her to understand what happened. But 8 years later, I would have moved on. I would have moved on by then.
Closure should have happened in the first year at least. sometime within that year, there should have been some form of reconciliation. 8 years.
Yeah.
No, he doesn't know her anymore. She's a different person.
She literally is. Yeah. And to send your brother, I just feel like it's quite cowardly. Mm-hmm.
Scenario number two.
Here we go. Right, my sultry voice, guys. Are you ready? My partner told me he was excited to start a family, but went and had a vasectomy done in secret. I don't know how we can move forward from this. Context. I, 22 female, have known and wanted to be a mum and have a family since I was little. I've been with my partner, 24 male, for 6 years now, and he was aware of this. He supported it, but obviously wanted to wait to start trying till we got older. I felt the same given we're still young, and when we first got together, not in the position to start a family. But now, we have both graduated from college and are working stable jobs and are engaged. Now that we are at this stage, we discussed and agreed to start actively trying for a baby. That was about 7 months ago. He's known how badly I've wanted this and has seen how upset I've gotten each month when tests come back negative. But he always supported me and comforted me, telling me that it will happen soon. But it didn't. 2 weeks ago, he told me we need to talk. Those words never sounded good, and they weren't. Oh my God. He ended up telling me that he had a vasectomy performed while I was on a trip with my friends for my 21st birthday last year. While I respect his decision to do so, I still can't help but be hurt that he did this and yet kept telling me not to worry that it will happen soon and how excited he was to taking a step forward. I just don't understand why he couldn't have told me he wasn't ready or didn't want kids. Prior to us starting to try, I was on birth control and we used other protection methods. I really thought we were on the same page about wanting kids someday. And when we decided to start trying, I'm just in complete shock that he hid such a major thing from me and we haven't been speaking much and he's been staying with his brother since he told me. I don't know how we can work this out or move past this. I still love him, but I'm hurt that he acted like nothing was wrong and it's making me doubt if I want to go through with our wedding now. But at the same time, I don't want to leave.
Oh, that's so sad.
Why was what he a liar that? What an actual liar.
And also he was like constantly reassuring
and
her.
Making her, you know how hard it is to like feel like there's something wrong with you when really it's him just constantly lying to you. So when they're having, when she's having all these negative tests, why doesn't he just,
why doesn't he speak up
and take the burden of her, not make her feel like there's something wrong, that it's actually him who's had a vasectomy? He's literally been lying for so long, and what, he's just suddenly sat her down one day and said, oh babe, sorry, I've got to tell you I had a vasectomy. Like, are you stupid?
No, he thought about that. He knew what he was doing.
And it's like, and it's calculated lying as well, because he's like comforting her, saying, don't worry, it'll happen soon, I'm excited for us. Like, that's sick.
No, she needs to drop him. I'm sorry,
that's actually
getting
evil.
Ready for a wedding? No, there's no wedding.
That's actually evil. What,
there's no relationship here.
No, there isn't.
That's really sad. And you know what's really annoying me is the fact that women and, you know, like fertility, it's a very sensitive subject.
Yeah.
It's just that aspect of it alone is something that is quite like...
They've been trying.
Sacred for a yeah. woman. Like, do you know what I mean? And it's when it's like something that you really want, it's like, oh, I really want to have a baby with you. And they're agreeing with you and saying, yes, I want to do this as well.
And he's actively taking part, meaning he's actively having sex with her, making her think
exactly
that they're getting pregnant when really they're not.
He can't have just randomly had a vasectomy. It doesn't make sense. I think he planned to have a vasectomy. I don't think he wanted children. He just failed to communicate that to her. Yeah. But it's just wild that he would keep this facade up and then randomly break it to her.
7 months after trying for a baby.
After trying for a baby, that he's actually had a vasectomy, making her feel like she's the problem and that, oh, I can't conceive. Like, that's psychologically damaging.
Imagine that, the constant, like, heartbreak every time you see your period or every time you see a negative pregnancy test. And it's all because of him, because he can't tell the truth. And it's a big thing to have a family. So why are you still, like, engaging in... what's it called, in having an engagement, or what's it called,
like, why even are you planning?
Yeah, why even doing that? Why are you trying to get married to someone that clearly wants children? And if you don't, you've clearly had a vasectomy. Like, yeah, that's such a horrible thing to do to someone.
It's like the, is it gaslighting that he was like, extreme level. Her? That's so,
he was like, I'm excited for her. Oh, yeah. It will happen soon.
No, mate. She needs to drop him.
And he's probably comforting and hugging her and all this time.
No, he sounds like a devil in sheep's clothing.
Imagine what he'll do to you if you did have children. How horrible he would be.
Yeah, like, imagine he was, oh, no, I can't. I'm sorry, I can't be with someone like that.
No, I think she should drop him. Ew. Yeah. That's, like, the biggest lie that you can tell someone. It's a massive betrayal. And now it makes me think, what else have you been lying about?
Exactly. Thing is, at, like, 22 and 24 years old, I just find it weird. If he's 24 years old, he's getting upset to me. It's very clear that he does not want to have children.
Yeah, that's, or he's like, active, like...
Can you reverse vasectomies?
I think you can.
So he probably thought... Right, I actually don't want to have children now, even though she really wants one. Let me go and get a vasectomy and then maybe reverse it in a couple of years when I am ready. So he's taken the agency away from her.
Yeah.
He's like said, no, this is my thing.
Maybe he loves her and he didn't know how to tell her, but he took a very active approach to basically not having children. I think you can reverse them, but I don't know what the probability of you having kids is.
Again, having reversed the vasectomy.
Yeah.
It's just 24 years old getting a vasectomy. That's so strange.
Like, how do you know? Okay, fine. Maybe you don't want children now. You might want them in the future. I mean, we don't know.
But just tell her.
But just communicate.
Like, what is the problem? Why can't you just sit her down and say, look, babe, I'm not really ready to have children right now, but let's try in a couple of years. So easy.
There's a movie that someone says, enunciate.
Project.
Conversate. Say something. Insert yourself in this situation when she's taking this pregnancy test to not look like a mug each month. Exactly. When my man's shooting nothing.
Exactly.
There's blanks.
Blanks. I just think he should have told her.
I think, of course.
I'm not ready to have a baby. And then she would have been very happy and receptive.
Yeah,
to that.
And she would have planned her life, and she would not have wasted 7 months of anxiety.
Exactly.
Of like checking on constant. Do you know how much anxiety comes with planning for a baby and you can't get pregnant? There's so much.
And sadness.
And so much sadness. Like, so
he's
much.
He's literally made her go through all these months of just seeing that
the
she's.
The concept of feeling like there's something wrong with you. You're constantly tracking your period, you're constantly tracking when your period's coming, being upset when your period comes,
constantly
it's
going
just
to the doctor thinking, oh, what, like, is, are my eggs all there, like,
do you know what I mean? And like, and seeing kids, people with babies, why can't I procreate? God. Like, he's put her through probably mental anguish.
Yeah, no, she needs to
drop all because him. He couldn't tell the truth.
She should drop him. The thing that I have a problem with is the fact that he can just make snap decisions like that that involve both of them. It's like no consultation. Just, I'm doing this for myself.
And again,
it's very selfish.
Don't you think the both men from this scenario have both made decisions for the other, very rash, just for the other person and left it for a very long length of time.
Exactly.
To think about the
consequences. 7 months, 8 years, both very long periods of time.
Like, did he not think the first time that she did a pregnancy test and it was negative to not, and he saw how upset she was, did he not think, let me just...
Tell her the truth.
That's how you know he does not love her. There's no love.
Yeah, it makes no sense to me how you can literally put somebody through. Like, she probably thought she had fertility issues at 22, hold. Imagine.
I know. And there's no respect.
No respect.
No, just general human, like, empathy. Like, what's wrong with you?
What would you do if that was you?
I would fight him. I would actually fight him.
If your husband would,
I'd give him a real vasectomy. I'll give him a real one.
Just give him the snip.
Snip. Because it's just horrible.
He's 24 years old. Like, I can understand why there is, you know.
Yeah.
Why he's a little bit immature with regards to these situations. But how dare you let someone think that it's okay
to let them carry on that way?
Yeah, to believe that they're going to get pregnant eventually.
But you know, another thing for me is, it's okay to not want to have children. Okay? But you need to communicate that with your partner. Like, if you meet someone, Yeah. I feel like in Somali culture, it's a bit, I'm not going to lie. If I saw someone and they said to me at the age of 22, I don't want kids, I'd just be like, cool. I think your mindset might change in a few years.
Yeah.
But if you don't, it's fine. Like, that's not an issue. You just have to let your partner know.
I don't think these two are compatible because she's obviously, she really wants to have children.
Yeah, and she's been talking about it for a while.
Not only does she want to have children, but she's actively trying to have kids. And this guy, to me, obviously doesn't want to have children. So I think it's time to cut your losses, hun.
Yeah, but I mean, I understand why it's hard. It's going to be a heartbreak for her. It's 6 years of investment that she spent in this relationship. They're engaged. She says that she still loves him.
That really pisses me off that they've been together for 6 years and he hasn't had the heart to tell her.
And that whole time, in those 6 years, he was planning with her to have children.
It's not a really sick.
It's not, though. It's horrible. He's a liar and he made a selfish decision.
What the hell? I don't understand this man. I just don't understand his thought process.
I just think, you know what it is? Children should be the first topic that you talk about in the list of things that you talk about that are like, what are my wants and what are my needs in a relationship? If he says, I don't want children, then you automatically know you and this person cannot go ahead. Because unless you change your mind or he changes his mind, no one's going to... Do you know what I mean?
He watched her be
take multiple negative
for seven
tests.
7 months.
It's sadistic.
In that time, he had a vasectomy. For 7 months. This is sick.
And you have to
This
think,
is actually sick.
He probably sat on the sofa and like cuddled her, watched movies with her, relaxed her, said, I love you, babe. I'm excited. It will happen soon for us.
But now let's watch the football. The whole time he had a vasectomy, I would be fuming.
I would. I think this is a big betrayal. This is the end of a relationship.
No, this
for
is
me.
A cut. Get him out. Get out.
How is she ever going to trust anyone again? My God.
Someone said, he took away your right to have dominion over your reproductive choices.
Mm. That's a very smart way to summarise everything that we've been saying.
Exactly. That's what I've been trying to say, but I don't have the words to express.
It's okay.
I don't have the vocabulary.
Reproductive choices are very like SAS-esque.
SAS type of word. Another one. Ready? He literally put his wants and needs ahead of yours.
Selfish.
Without discussion and lied.
Selfish.
I feel like we touched on that.
Yeah, we did.
There is no getting past this.
There isn't.
The only choice is moving on. .. without him. And that,
the
my
people
friends,
of Reddit have spoken. They have.
Mm-hmm. Wait, here we go.
Oh, there's another one.
Oh, your fiancé isn't capable of the emotional connection you thought he was.
That's so true.
This won't change, believe me. I tried to change a man like this for 17 years. Divorced, it's heartbreaking, but you deserve better.
Indeed.
Someone who's exactly who you think they are. So she doesn't even know her own partner.
What does she use? Emotionally?
He isn't capable of an emotional connection.
That
How can
crazy.
You even
That's
think
like
about
a
having
narcissist.
Babies with this person?
That's actually crazy. You can't, though. You can't have babies with this
I
man.
I want to know the update. Oh,
is there an update?
There is. I want to know.
Oh, no. We are out of time.
I'm thinking we might save that for next week. But I really want to know.
No, we've got to save it for next week.
And I can't read it because otherwise I'll just be...
We're going to divulge and we're just going to carry on. We can't, guys. The update is for next week because we're already running into an hour. But I want to end the scenario with this. I feel like we don't want to hate on men, but the two men in these scenarios have been complete and utter arseholes.
Yeah. Am
Mind
I the
my
arsehole?
Language.
Yes, you are.
Yes, you are.
And I also believe saying that, Hardo, it's like a lot of the time, it's not us hating on men, it's us hating on the acts.
The decisions.
The decisions, the choices that they've
made. That some of these men make.
Some, yeah. Sometimes it's the women.
Yeah.
We can't take away from the fact that women are also capable of making silly decisions.
Silly.
But most of the time they happen to be men.
But I just feel
it's
like...
it's not the men that we hate on, is it?
No.
It's
but a choice. Big situation... Oh, I don't know why I'm holding your hand. I feel like we've got to... Oh, is it? I know, I'm quite hot-blooded.
the key factor in both these situations is the lack of communication both those people had. If you communicated with your partner
previously
and you really talked it through, this situation would not have happened. So what is this, people? We've got
communication
to communicate.
Enunciate. Is the key to a happy, healthy, thriving relationship. So guys, what are we going to do now when we have a problem?
We're going to talk it out.
We're going to sit down.
Talk to your group chats. Talk to your friends. Talk to your partners. Talk to your family.
Talk to your parents.
Just talk it out.
Just have the chat. Don't make rash decisions without speaking about them to somebody first.
Honestly, because someone else's perspective will always make you feel better.
Exactly.
Or it might show you a different path that you didn't see
before. You didn't even consider. And sometimes Shaitan will only make you think about one decision.
Yeah, do you know what Shaitan does? He like blocks you into one.
It's like you're in a tunnel.
State.
Yeah,
do you know what I mean?
And you're like, right, I have to do this. And he makes you act impulsively.
And he makes you isolated and lonely. That no one wants you, no one loves you, no one cares about you.
And this is not the case.
It's not the case. That's how he.
This is just how he manipulates you. Shaitan was put on this earth to manipulate you away from the deen and away from everything that is good. Yeah. So, you know, remember that when you think about doing something.
When you're in a predicament or you're going through a really difficult situation, you need to make a really harsh decision about your life and you need to put yourself first. Don't do it by yourself. Speak to someone you trust.
Always speak to someone. If you made it to this point, I just want to say that you are such an angel.
We love you guys.
We love you.
Please don't forget to download.
Don't forget to like, comment and subscribe.
On the YouTube.
And we'll see you next week for the update.
Indeed. Love you guys. Bye.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.